News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Families of those who have died in road traffic accidents say that they are being kept in the shadows of investigations by Gardaí and the coroner's inquest system. That's according to the Irish Road Victims Association. I'm joined by one of their members, who is a solicitor, David Mullins, and David has personal experience as well as professional experience of the coroner's inquest system. David, the issue with the system, is it the length of time that it takes to get a coroner's verdict that is the central problem?
Morning, Anton, and thanks for having me. The central issue is that the Coroner's Act itself primarily operates under the Coroner's Act 1962, which was created at a different era to where we are today. In many respects, the framework reflects the fundamentals, while the inquest concerns a person who has died, and the system itself is supposed to be a service for the living, for families and for society. And it lacks clarity and understanding, and there's not a need for a learning in relation to the deaths. So a lot of the issues regarding the information that families require to supposed to identify how their loved ones have passed, the coroner's intentions are to identify cause of death rather than the broader scope of what was the result of the accident itself.
As in cause of death to the individual rather than cause of the accident that led to the death.
The wider circumstances, the contributing factors, are what could prevent something similar from happening again.
Now, is there not a good reason for that, Dave? Because doesn't that get you into the area of liability and negligence, which is not the coroner's responsibility?
Correct. I agree that it is legally correct, but in practice it often means that families receive a formal answer without a full understanding. And I guess families, the coroner system as it stands, it established the who, when, where and how of a death, and how that and does not determine liability. But and that's not what families are trying to identify. They're identifying why did our loved ones die? Who, you know, was there contributing factors on the wider circumstances? And it locks down families from being able to establish that. And I guess it's part of the grieving process. After all, the service is supposed to be a service for the living and not necessarily that of the dead.
Does it then, if it does take that route and if it widens its competence into those sort of areas, does it raise the spectre of it becoming a very confrontational process? Because if there is the possibility of liability being established, with that comes people wishing to defend themselves against that risk, and with that comes lawyers.
Yeah, well, I suppose the coroner's inquest itself is a quasi judicial process, and there is always going to be the civil claim process, whereby families, which both processes have to run in parallel due to statute of limitations, generally requires proceedings to be issued within 2 years of the date of death of a family member. But there is a separate process for families to establish liability. If there is a requirement to establish liability and the clock is running, but in effect, they're required to act, you know, before the system is fully informed. But inquests themselves can take from 6 to 18 months, in some cases, 3-4 years from date of death, depending on how efficient or how speedily the investigation or how complex the investigation is in relation to the broader scope of the information to hand. So it's not aligned with that there could be a process in place, and there's not an urgency to operate speedily or effectively for families who may have another avenue to explore that option. So there's no time of sense of urgency to facilitate families in this quasi-judicial framework, which is quite technical in evidence and a very formal procedure in its own right.
Indeed, and as you said earlier on, it's established under law that dates back more than 60 years at this point.
Correct.
Is there much in the way of appetite, do you think, and does the Road Victims Association think, from the legislature to change that law?
This is not the first time that these issues have been addressed. I guess there was a review group established in 1998, by the government body to represent and reflect on that. And there was a number of changes introduced, to identify the biggest issue is information and data gap, but there isn't at present there isn't a desire to escalate that and bring it up to where it should be, in that to identify and qualify the location specific data, incident histories, or systematic risk, so that you can prevent future accidents from happening at particular locuses, where there could be an infrastructural flaw. And we've all heard about it. We've all watched, the young children going in a car to a Debs and many members of one family losing their lives. But there isn't at present, but other jurisdictions such as England, Wales, Scotland, Victoria, New Zealand, these systems have evolved, and they include narrative determinations, which would be a broader scope in relation to taking the overall circumstances of the incident itself that caused the collision. The central oversight, and there's a coordinated data system and mechanisms to ensure that these findings lead to action. In other words, that they're designed not just to explain death, but to prevent future harm.
David, thank you. David Mullins, solicitor and board member from the Irish Road Victims Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.